so.
Excellent padding.
Yeah.
We are broadcast professionals. That music can only mean one thing. So we can't hide this man any longer because we have cameras. We got Liam.
Oh, they can see his face.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible reveal that is.
That is so bad.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I have to confess, I was like 4 hard seltzers deep when I said, hey, should we have Liam on this week? And I, like, the next morning, the regret just rained down from the top of my scalp to the bottom of my feet.
Don't drink seltzers.
I really, you know what? I may be done with those. I think I swore off Jameson last week. Hard seltzer may be next on the list. But welcome back, Liam. The beer tender, Mustang Sally's
what
own.
Up?
Yo.
The Hulkster's back.
Oh, God. He's full bore. We only had one beer so far, so he's you're just excited to be
here.
To
the millions of people, listen to me.
They're
I'm
like,
back.
They're like, let's turn really off the camera.
Really? Like, we have that power.
Okay, we have to settle him down. So I have I have the perfect anecdote for too much Liam.
Uh-oh.
We have a mystery brown liquid.
Oh yes.
It's actually courtesy, we can talk more about it, but our friend Phil from Chicago, who's a guest host on the show at one point over the holidays.
Shout out to Phil.
He is the kindest
Phil.
Man I've ever met. He sent us a care package that included this this mystery brown liquid. So I will just go ahead and start to pass these guys around.
I'm kind of scared.
You should be.
It's not from the toilet, is it?
We did spend a fair amount of time talking about toilet wine. And,
toilet wine?
I can't imagine this is too far off for most people's palates, but I'm going to say we throw it back either way.
Oh, God.
It's going to be gross.
You know, God.
From what I remember, this wasn't good, right?
I mean, we can see how you feel after the drink.
That's subjective.
Oh, smells.
Very subjective.
There you go.
All right, well, I say happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, boys. It's a late start, but we're getting it in.
It doesn't smell good.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
John's taking like a double.
I guess I can't really toss this over my shoulder, huh?
I will kill you.
Thanks,
Phil.
See you, Phil. Burn. Woo, that is the Midwest's very own creation.
What is that? That tastes what like medicine. That?
It tastes like a tire.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Smells, tastes, and goes down just like the smell of a tire.
Really? That's awful.
It tastes like what a burnout would taste like. It tastes like a car burnout.
It's like when people in Richmond enjoy the taste of PBR. Like, you really don't.
What are you supposed to do with this?
So it's Malort. If you've been to Chicago and your friends are assholes, they've probably made you drink this at some point.
Everybody's face is the same, all like this.
Oh, man. It is a stunner. It'll stop you dead in your tracks.
Why do we drink that?
Hulkster's leaving. Bye.
I told you it'd work. I told you we'd get him right off his high horse. There's no coming back from that. But Phil, thank you again for including that in the care package.
Hey, Phil, I hate you.
Yeah, I hate you too.
Oh, man, how quickly things turned. All right.
I remember you shared a picture earlier today of the care package, and then I was going through. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That might be. I think that says Malort.
It's it was like you're looking at the DC skyline. Everything seems to fit at the same level, and then all of a sudden, there's the damn monument, and there it was Malort. It stood out like a sore thumb.
I think that's I hate you package.
God.
Okay, I think there were other things in that care package that will bring us
Malort
back.
Malort face. There's something called a Malort face.
Were there Phil's underwears?
We all have that.
I presume he sent
that's
a
why
pair
the brown
to all
liquid.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get the show started.
Please, Christ.
Aye, aye, aye.
Live from Eddie's room, this is the Pods. Blah, blah, blah. It's the Malort Face podcast.
Already. God.
I stand corrected. It's the Bad Slam podcast. Live from Eddie's room, I am the moderator, hashtag Asian John. He's just Jack on the ones and or twos. He's the Iceman Cometh. Once again, our guest host, Liam the Beer Tender, back with us, courtesy of Mustang Sally. He's blowing kisses on YouTube. I hope you can partake and join us there. But if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, we appreciate you nonetheless. Subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Tweet us, leave us a post on Instagram, at BadSlant. And if you can shake off the Malort face, do your shopping, Amazon, Target, Walmart.com, all your online shopping through our link. on badslant.com/support. Give us a little something, and we'll keep this good gravy train running. I think we still got the 23andMe thing going.
Yes.
We
probably
do.
Yes. All right. Get 10% discount and to find out all your parental indiscretions that led to your, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm still recovering from the Malort face.
That was your idea.
Sometimes you have to fight fire with fire, Liam was bringing flames, so I had to come in with like the Leo DiCaprio flamethrower. But be that as it may, talked about the support tab on our website. You can get select video games for PS4 and Xbox One. Buy one, get one 50% off this week on Target.com. I think I saw Days Gone the thing.
I thought it was going to be like a crappy selection of games. I took a look at it. They got some decent titles, man.
There's
some full
priced hitters on there.
Yeah. Fire.
I was trying to get Mortal Kombat 11 and Madden, the new Madden, but the new Madden wasn't part of this deal, but Mortal Kombat 11 is, so I need to find another game to take advantage of.
I've heard good things about Days Gone.
Days Gone.
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea what that is, but I heard good things. Watch Dogs 2. Final Fantasy 7, the remake. I know Jack's still steamed up.
Yes.
He's going to flip his table over with his erection. Oh, man. But yeah, if you're in the market for some video games, be sure to check it out on Target.com through our link. So... that's that. So, as we mentioned at the top of the show, we were trying to shake off the Malort. Liam actually brought some beers from Mustang Sally, or a growler of beer.
Yes.
You're so kind, man.
So
you're
nice.
You're another kind soul.
I love you guys.
When it comes when it comes to
except
beers,
for Jack, I hate him.
So the bit is still going strong.
A little bit.
The rivalry lives.
A little bit.
No one's breaking kayfabe.
No, not at all.
But his son hit my finger, and I still can't feel my finger. Oh my God. He hit it with like a.
No one invited you, man.
A pot lid. Right
I apologize. I'm
can't feel this
him.
Finger right here for okay. 6 months.
I taught him that.
You should take another shot of Malort to try to get over.
No, I'd rather cut my finger off.
Well, the bottle's there if you need it. But you brought us something else to throw back to ease the pain. So Growler, you brought bottles, like individual 12-ounce bottles most of the times that you come out here. But what did you bring
a growler
in the
growler this time? This growler is special because it's actually the first growler out of the brewery.
Oh.
So I went there when it first opened.
What?
Oh.
No, that's what's
up, I got this, and they put beer in it.
Liam has a heart.
And I didn't like the beer, so I didn't go back for like 2 years.
Hold up. Were you working there at the time?
No. This was for the first open.
Look at that.
He was a customer.
Is excellent.
He's not only a customer, he's a client.
Yeah.
Hey, stop drinking that. Aren't we going to have some other ones?
Yeah, stop drinking your own supply. Jesus. Jeez. Okay, so what is the thing that you brought to us? It's bright red. It looks like beet juice.
Looks great.
Tastes sour, which I love.
It's great.
It's a blackberry Berliner Weiss.
Ooh.
So it's a sour.
Ooh.
There's 20 pounds of blackberry per each barrel, which is a lot. Go to Whole Foods, look at the price of blackberries. All right? This is a deal. Come by the brewery and get it.
If you buy anything... Did you buy 20,000 pounds of blackberries at Whole Foods? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one of my kids love blackberries, so I have to buy them every week. And we shop at Whole Foods.
God.
I'm broke.
You got kids, you're broke, and you hate Malort.
Everyone hates Malort.
Ice hates everything. Good Lord. I was going to... the plan was to actually jump into the Chicago beers that our friend Phil was so kind to send to us, but Liam poured the biggest pour of all the drinks that I've ever seen in my life.
It's like a 4% beer. You'd be okay.
Can we squeeze
it's
in
like water.
A palate cleanser?
If you like. I mean, if you want to go ahead and start, I will grab...
let's do it.
So I actually got a nice long email from our friend Phil explaining each individual beer brand and each individual beer, and he sent a total of 7 beers.
Oh my God,
we're gonna be lit!
Yeah,
lit AF.
I warned him in advance. There's a distinct possibility we don't get through all of them. I want to try everything, but we kind of stacked the deck against ourselves tonight because not only do we have a full selection of beers, we have foods that have quickly gone cold, and we're gonna power through them because I need to eat food because it's gonna be a problem.
Food.
Okay, so foods first before we get to the beers.
Sure.
So two things led to the late start for the evening. There is a couple of things that popped up in the fast food the radar for us in particular. There's a Chick-fil-A, not Chick-fil-A. They had something come out this week. We'll get to that at a later point. Popeyes. the spicy chicken sandwich. Anytime a chicken sandwich hits the streets, you know we be on it. What? Oh, everyone point to the camera with the sandwiches. Okay, there.
Technology.
If you've ever seen a sandwich, here is your sandwich.
It never looks the same. Oh, for anyone in real life.
That's live on the streams, this is the Popeyes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
The one with the chicken.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Don't be fooled by this one.
No ambiguity here. He's making it clear.
So should we be let down? Should we first?
Okay,
so
there are two things on our plates. There's a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes, and there is the Impossible Burger from Burger King, which is the non-meat Whopper. Impossible Burger Whopper.
Right.
So I defer to you guys. How do you want to approach this? I've already gotten the rundown from Liam as far as his opinion, so I want to get it from the guys who haven't tried either one yet.
My vote is, can we start with the Impossible Burger?
Yeah,
so we can have a nice...
A good one.
Yeah.
A good something good.
You mean something good came from Popeyes? Yeah.
Something bad. Something
that has the likelihood to turn out better?
That's a good choice. You can't eat meat before non-meat.
That's fair. All right. So this is the Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
And I got the one with the cheese and the jalapenos.
Is there bacon on it?
Normally not. Which one is the jalapeno and then the bacon? Is it? Wait, what?
That's part of the fun.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Definitely cold.
I cut it too early.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
It kind of has that Whopper taste.
But does it taste like meat to you?
No. But I think there's so many toppings and fillers that it kind of hides. It tries to mask the flavor of the...
John went in for a second bite.
I think the next bite should just be the patty.
Oh, so the one with the sesame seeds is the one with the jalapeno. Because
someone finally figured that one out.
Yeah. So I noticed while cutting it.
Hold on.
Yeah. See? So the buns are different. I didn't.
No. You're supposed to get the one with the... Hold up.
Is this real meat?
Is this whole thing ruined?
It's ruined.
You guys are so messed up. Remember he asked for a regular Whopper, and then there's one that's an Impossible Burger Whopper.
So wait.
Did you eat a regular Whopper?
Did you eat the regular one?
I probably have the regular one.
I think I have a regular Whopper.
No. The bread, that's different.
You mean
right?
I've been fooled?
No, the one with the jalapenos, because I did say at the jalapenos.
What's in that one?
This is the worst taste test in the history of all.
Everybody said that the one I grabbed was it.
Jesus titty fucking
You gave
Christ.
It to me. Is what are you talking about?
Is there jalapenos?
There's jalapeno. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's jalapeno.
Is that a Whopper?
Is that the real Whopper?
Shit.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know.
So Burger King meat doesn't even taste like meat.
I think he's been fooled.
Dude.
We've all been fooled. It's impossible.
It worked.
Who opened it?
I did. I didn't even know
there's
what it was.
There's a wrapper.
He said, hand me the burgers.
I said, give me the burger. He goes, here. And I was like, okay, are you sure this is it? Because
I looked at the wrapper and said, it said impossible. So I said, that's fine.
Fail.
So which one is which? So are these both meat?
Hold on. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try just
mine's meat.
God, what a disaster.
That looks like meat.
This is meat.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, that looks like meat.
Why? Because there's bacon in it too.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then I think the story has written itself.
So which
one? This is Impossible Burger.
The one without
sesame.
With the sesame.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the one. This is the regular Whopper.
The one sans sesame.
This is
okay. He's saying his is the Impossible Burger.
Yeah, agreed. The one with the sesame.
Oh,
he said he was the meat.
I can't tell.
No.
Well, you know what? Everything you said before the show is bullshit.
Here. It's complete horseshit. I knew it. It was a mistake to put him on here. I told you that.
Let me get yours.
Yeah.
I can tell. I just had the Impossible Burger last week.
Oh, you want me to take this one?
Yeah, yeah. You put bacon on the vegan vegetarian bun
burger?
Yeah,
that's messed up, dude.
Why would you put meat on meatless?
That's kind of messed up.
In my defense, when I was in the drive-thru line, they said, do you want cheese and jalapenos? I said yes. Not once did I say bacon. They put bacon on
there. No. Yeah, that's meat.
That's the meat one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one without the... Did you guys get... Oh, you got it, right?
We got it.
But what you said was exactly what I thought when I first had it. You only taste the toppings
yeah.
with the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Because The flavor isn't like super intense.
Because that last bite, I just took a bite out of the meat and I can taste the veggie.
But this mofo puts bacon on it.
It wasn't me, dude. They got the order wrong.
It's like, can I get the Muslim meal?
I stand by
with bacon.
I stand by my critique of Burger King's. They're terrible at quality.
Please make
control.
Sure my meal is halal.
Jesus,
except bacon.
Cold. But that's not their fault this time.
I'm a vegetarian. Can I get the Impossible Burger? With some bacon.
Jesus, right?
Good Lord.
It can't even like touch the same cutting board. Like, Jesus.
It's like just, Neo said, give me the red pill, and they just handed him the blue pill, and it's like, don't even worry about it, bro.
There's so much toppings on there. I think
it's almost impossible.
It gets lost.
I guess that's the point. They're just like, let's cover it up with everything, and people will like it.
It's not that good.
So Burger King has that commercial with people eating it, and they're like, it's not a Whopper. Is that your thought?
Right. Yeah, I guess. Because
well, you told me before the show, you suspected they were paid to say everything that they said.
Because it doesn't taste like meat. It just tastes like toppings.
You can pay me in burgers. I don't care. Okay, so.
No, not Burger King. They got to throw me some dough.
There's enough confusion that took place here where right. I think the ruse
Next time,
worked.
Look at the wrapper when you're opening it up.
I told you. Give me the wrapper. He said, I looked at him. I said, impossible.
Now he's going to throw
it. Next
that
time, don't
feet.
Put meat on the meatless burger.
Right?
Hey.
Right? How'd you put meat on a burger? A meatless burger.
It is counterintuitive, and it's very easy to screw with everybody's hands. Jesus.
Why would anyone? Why would they do that? All right. Well,
it defies convention.
At least we know what the next one is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Okay, but before we progress to the chicken sandwich, did anybody like the quote-unquote impossible burger? Whopper, whatever.
I think it's okay. I'm you know, just because they mask it, I think it's fine. But at that point, like, if you're not even going to taste the burger, I mean, why not just... I guess for someone that's a vegetarian, I think it's good. Yeah. You know, I think because they crave a burger, I think it's good. So
is there any, like...
Good for them, not for me.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, if you're a vegetarian... Just order a Whopper because it's all lettuce, bro. Like, there's nothing that would lead you to believe there's meat in that sandwich. So, it's the same. There was a slight difference in the meat flavor. It felt and tasted very much like a Whopper.
You can probably get a Whopper, hold the patty, and it'll taste just like this.
Yeah. The same plastic cheese, the same wooden iceberg lettuce. It's perfectly fine. If you like Whoppers, you like this.
It's not good.
It's the same.
It might have vitamins and stuff that are beneficial to you.
I think this is an NR, not rated. Like, it's not worthy of being rated. Because it is very much like the product that it's imitating.
I'll put it this way. Compared to the one I just had recently at Dave & Buster's, I prefer the Impossible Whopper.
Word?
Yeah. Nice. This one's better.
Oh, this one's better?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Screw you, Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
Shit.
Take that, guy.
That's what happens when you don't sponsor the show.
Yeah, Dave & Buster's.
I don't think we're getting anything from Burger King either. So
I got one more though.
What
if McDonald's were doing this burger? Montre will get a Big Mac, 100%. And he'll get one meat patty and one Impossible Burger.
Remember
patty
when they had the single Big Mac, not the they had like a small like the Big Mac Junior or something?
Yeah,
yeah, that was right up my alley.
Man, this burger's really confused.
God,
you don't need that extra piece of bread in the middle.
But seriously, the Whopper tastes better now.
After eating,
it kind of tastes better.
Yeah.
So now you appreciate the Whopper?
You appreciate it. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, if Liam said it has to be true.
No. All right, so that's NA, right? Or NR, not rated?
Rated.
We're not rating
so
it.
So the commercial's fake.
I think it's it's fake.
It's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
Horse shit.
But again,
but it's is not, it worth trying?
Yeah, you should try it.
I think it was worthwhile.
Try it once in your life.
Yeah.
And I think there's on the app you can get a regular Whopper and the Impossible for $7.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which is not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So you can have like 6,000 calories for $7.
There's a lot of calories in a vegetable patty. Jesus Christ.
Dude, okay. It normally is, yeah.
They're probably squeezing fat in there. Well, he put bacon on it. So
yeah, he put bacon in it.
Just rendered duck fat and veggie parts.
It's
like
foie gras on top of it. Like the only way to make it edible.
A veggie slurry and duck fat. Good Lord. Okay, so we're not rating that because I don't think it qualifies for our purposes.
No.
But
transition.
No.
To the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich, which we had a zesty discussion about.
Oh my goodness.
Most chicken sandwiches aren't that when they say they're spicy are not spicy.
Correct.
Mm. If anything, they're just salty.
That's true.
If you looked at the sodium content for a spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, absolutely
it looks
bears
beautiful
that out.
Though. It looks beautiful.
It's very good.
Looks good. So we'll dive in. I have many thoughts on this.
Is this everyone's first time trying this?
Yes.
Not Liam.
Oh, you had this before.
Third.
Liam and R.
My wife and I work a lot, so.
Dude, we work. This is great.
This might be dinner.
Tell us how you really feel. It was like 3 nights in a row.
This tastes like Popeyes.
This
tastes delicious. This one tastes real good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
It was made to order. I mean, I stood there for like 15 minutes while they made it.
Really?
And then we let it sit for an hour on the countertop.
It looks exactly like a chicken breast, Popeye's chicken breast in a sandwich.
This description is perfect. It tastes like Popeye's. But that's the point, right? That's a great thing, though.
Like, they didn't add any extra, like, coleslaw or any of that stuff.
No, this is a company that realized what the hell they do properly and what they do right, and they kept true to that.
Wow, that's really good.
Let's get the crunch. Mm.
John, what say you?
Did they even need the pickles?
I don't think he's John, but it's fine.
They don't need the pickles.
I think the pickles are actually a nice touch. I'll say this.
Because they're competing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the standard bit with any spicy chicken offering you get nowadays. I'll start with a negative in that way too many companies that do chicken sandwiches use the chicken breast, and the chicken thigh is such a better conveyance for a sandwich that, you know, it's not, I think everyone has this stigma. I don't want to make it like a race thing, but everyone considers, if it's a chicken breast, it has to be healthy. It couldn't be further from the truth. It's just more meat. It's drier and it doesn't have the same flavor that a chicken thigh would have. So Ice and I have gone to New York. We went to Fuku, which is the David Chang restaurant where they do the spicy chicken sandwiches. Kind of like a play on the Chick-fil-A sandwich, but it's a chicken thigh. And it's tremendous. I think, are the Chick-fil-A sandwiches chicken thighs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's white.
No.
Yeah. But they're definitely not as big as what the hell this thing was. It's like, it was like the size of a Big Mac, but with like chicken... as opposed to your regular beef patties. But all that is to say, it's a very good Popeyes chicken sandwich. It tastes like Popeyes. It doesn't do anything that goes outside of what their template is when it comes to the flavor of the chicken. But very good in the way that it was presented. I give it a 3.5.
Dude, seriously though, really? I think fast food places have to have white meat because all the scrutiny of being unhealthy, and after the whole McDonald's chicken nuggets,
but it's so overblown. It's much more calories. And you have so much
to use
meat.
White. Yeah, they have to use white. There's no other way around it.
I'm telling you, chicken thighs.
It would be so much better with chicken thigh. I agree.
Yeah,
tremendous.
But they have to use this because of the scrutiny that fast food places have to go through now.
Let me guess. Do you guys normally like chicken thigh over?
I only buy chicken thigh.
See, that's why I think that's your preference. I personally like the chicken breast, but I think this does actually
You are
really,
fairer skin than we are.
Oh, I love the breast. But this one does a great job of actually keeping the moisture in the...
It's very moist, too.
You know, it's
very
not like that.
Very moist.
Popeyes.
Even Popeyes, sometimes once in a while you get like a chicken breast that's really dry. And you're just like...
They're lazy.
And I think that's the one that why people don't really like it. I think this sandwich does a great job. I don't know how they do it, but I feel like
brining.
They probably brine.
Is that what it is?
Probably my guess. I don't know.
It's on par with.
I'm just saying, the dark meat.
It's really juicy, and I think it's
cook
awesome.
To order too helps.
Yeah, cooking it to order because I obviously it's not in their workflow like their typical workflow. So they were making it to order, and I swear to God, there was probably like two other people that came in after me that ordered the same thing. One guy ordered four. So we ordered it was one guy by himself. He ordered two of the classic and then two of the
That guy
the
lives in
ones.
His parents' basement.
No, he's a bit older,
older guy living in his parents' basement, eating four Popeye's chicken sandwiches a night.
But yeah, what say you guys?
Playing Final Fantasy like Jack loves.
Man, this is so good. I mean, John and I, for a while when we were doing our weekly lunches, we were on like a chicken sandwich kick. So we tried Hot Lolo's with you.
Yep.
And then we went to the Woo Boys.
Woo
Boy!
And then
it's insane.
In that same time, I had, you know, Chick-fil-A at McDonald's. I've had all these chicken sandwiches.
How do you look so good? I'm impressed.
Yeah, man.
It's chicken, man.
It's chicken.
You got to stick with the chicken.
It's just Thai blood.
Lean protein. But,
Jesus. It's deep fried, you son of a bitch.
Dude, for a fast food ish chain. I guess it is fast food, right? Healthy. Popeyes is fast food. It's not healthy, but it's delicious, man. It's on par with some of those, like, because it's like the Woo Boys and the Hot Lolas. They're more like
better than Woo Boy.
It's a fancier chicken sandwich. I think for sure. If you could throw like the OG Hots on top of this Popeyes chicken sandwich. Money, absolutely, right? Money.
Yeah.
But for me, this is an easy 4.5. This is so good.
Out of 5,
dude.
Yes,
I love
4.5 out of 4.
If you guys really know me, I love a McChicken sandwich at McDonald's.
Simple. Curve.
That's his go to.
Yeah,
every week. He gave this chicken AP credit. Oh god.
Yeah.
So a McDonald's McChicken sandwich is my go to. Anytime I want a chicken sandwich that's McChicken? Quick, I always go to McDonald's.
Is it McChicken that you're getting from there?
The McChicken.
Yeah. That's the best, dude.
But now I think this is my new go-to. This is so good, man.
If they can make it faster, right? Yeah. Then it definitely will.
So what would you say? How long did it take to make one of these? If you went in there just to order one, like, what do you think? Like 10 minutes?
Probably 10 minutes, yeah. But because I ordered 3, so that was the rub.
So, boys, I actually have a very interesting story about this chicken sandwich.
Here it comes. Yeah.
All right.
Does it have anything to do with brown water?
So last year, during summer, so a year ago, I was working in Alexandria on King Street, and there's a Popeyes there.
Okay.
And then I went there for lunch one day, and I saw a chicken sandwich. So I ordered it. It looked like a normal menu item. So I ordered it, and it was freaking delicious. So I started, like, texting my friends, you should get this sandwich. And they're like, I didn't know Popeyes made a sandwich. So they went to their Popeyes next to them, and it wasn't there.
So they were pilot testing it.
They were pilot testing it, but they put it on the menu just like normally.
So nice.
They didn't make a big thing out of it. And I actually ate it a year ago, and it was delicious.
A year ago?
Yeah.
Did you get the spicy one or the classic?
It was just the normal one.
Just the regular? Oh, nice.
They didn't have
nice.
Spicy then.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it was still
delicious.
Did
they use the chicken breast as well?
Yeah. And it was still delicious.
Damn.
Yeah, I had it a year ago.
Nice.
I didn't know it was pilot.
Yeah, pilot. Dude, freaking...
Yeah, they just put it right in the menu.
Beta
like
tester,
nothing.
Dude. He's a pioneer.
Yeah. No, so I texted like 6 people, and they went to their Popeyes. Like, I don't see it. I'm like, I have no idea. Maybe
they had cameras on this guy the entire time. They're like,
why is he taking off his pants?
There's no reason why. Oh, no.
He's over there.
So good, man.
He's like texting everybody, look at this.
Yeah.
Why is your dick in the picture?
The sandwich.
Pat, 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 pat.
Why is there a chicken sandwich and your dick in the picture? Just look at the chicken sandwich, you gay.
Now it's a tiny chicken donut, bro. Oh, that's so weird.
Don't look at something small, whatever. Don't blame me.
So the moral of the story is Liam finished first. So.
Yeah.
I think that was worth it.
All right.
That's actually pretty cool that you're on the cutting edge.
Yeah,
it was
weird. I didn't know. Cool.
All right.
Delicious.
You still like it then?
Yeah, I still like it. This one tastes really good. Sometimes you get one that's too salty, so it depends on your Popeyes. So
yeah.
Popeyes.
If you have one too salty, that's not what it should taste like.
I'm actually curious enough to try to have this for lunch tomorrow, like just to see.
Whoa. 2 days in a row, baby.
I want to see if they, like, I'm going to walk up to the counter and be like, can you guys throw a thigh on there? See what happens?
No.
They're not going to make it like that. It's not made to wear that bad.
Oh, yeah, that'd be...
That would be dope, but yeah, they probably won't have it ready.
It would be mad dope.
Mad dope, Jack would say. All right, so I think we're gonna pivot away from the foods. I threw a couple of tacos at you guys. I don't know...
How dare you? I don't want to see your taco.
I mean, it's going to be a long night. So we're going to move back into the boozy side of the fence here.
Breakfast taco.
You guys snack on your tacos. Jack... was very very adamant on his feelings.
Are we eating all
the
episodes today?
We're going to eat, we're going to drink, and we're going to make
it
all.
Why is the bag so big? It's like 6 times bigger than the taco.
I guess.
Have you had this before?
No.
Really?
My first time.
Oh, well.
Oh.
All right.
So you two, virgins.
No, Jack
I've
had
it.
He just hated on it immediately because he's
a
dick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bag
he's
is
like,
terrible,
yo, it's...
Is it still warm, though?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's got to be
better.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh. It tastes like a pretty good day old taco.
Yeah. Have you had the Jack in the Box taco?
No.
Okay.
He has no basis of comparison.
Without any comparison, day old taco?
Yeah. It's like really crunchy.
Yeah.
But soggy in the middle. So
go on.
But it has like a little sweetness to it, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you don't dislike it?
No, you know, I'd eat this if I was hungover, definitely.
Well, what's interesting was I didn't realize that there was really sauce inside the taco already.
You didn't know that? Yes.
Because the very first time we tasted it here on the show, I think we waited so long that the sauce kind of like soaked into the meat.
It was in the refractory.
It evaporated.
That I just thought it was like a good tasting, you know, it was like marinated meat. But then
it was like seasoning.
I had it another day later when it was like fresh, and it was just like you can actually see the sauce and it's sitting on top. I'm like, oh, there is sauce in here.
It's right here. It's in the back of my bottom of my bag. Mm.
Get some. Get some.
Looks like blood.
All right, oh, that really doesn't help at all.
Oh, God. You should have gave him some packets of like Diablo or something.
I think I ate
that's
all
my
the
favorite
Diablo
sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. It's very good. So, Jack, on second tasting, any change? I think you gave it a 3.5 even after you slandered it maliciously nonstop for like an hour.
I stand by my assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, like I think your criticism was the fact that it was cold. And
true, it was cold, and then for whatever reason,
75 minutes to have.
Yeah,
this.
That's true. I mean, this is a little better. I would still say 3.5. Still, yeah, I stand by it.
He's not breaking kayfabe
because right. I like the one from Jack in the Box, and that's the one I compare it to.
It doesn't
where is there
mean
a Jack in the Box?
They're not on this side of the world, on the side of the country.
Isn't the only difference that it's like extra greasy and
yeah,
all
that's why I like it.
You like the grease?
When's the last time you had one?
Very long time ago. Oh I put God. It in high regard. You see where he has his championship belt? I put it on the pedestal. Right? Like that's the thing that I put
I
it
didn't
on.
Even
I didn't
that.
Even notice that was there.
And I like that the rock's up there, too. Holy crap.
Yeah, John got bombed.
John's got a championship belt.
But my problems are well decorated. Let me just say that.
That's
all right.
So funny.
It's bad.
Okay, so Jack is still an asshole, but...
Thank you.
What may change his mind is a nice offering from the good folks at Hop Butcher, one of the newer breweries in the Chicago craft brew scene. One of the beers that Phil was so kind to send us over. This one, actually, Hop Butcher, I guess they only do so many offerings on a month-to-month basis, or they only can on a month-to-month basis. This one is a Citra and Strata hopped milkshake double IPA.
Shoot. Holy moly.
This is some real shit.
Wow.
Brewed with pineapple, coconut, and vanilla.
That is crazy.
That's insane.
It's a lot packed in. And
turn the can, buddy.
I think
for
we,
the folks on
when we,
the tube,
we've actually had some conversations about milkshake IPAs on the show, and they didn't fare very well as far as our ratings went. I think Phil said this might be something that would pique our interest for the sheer fact. A lot of this stuff is fresh, and he actually explicitly mentioned that these two offerings from Hop Butcher are ones we should drink immediately. So that means time is of the essence. Hopefully they didn't skunk during transport, but I will pass this around for you boys to pour for your own. Pass, do what you got to do.
initial,
have you had any good milkshake IPAs?
The initial description sounds disgusting, so
okay,
I'm curious.
Fair.
didn't you have one, there was some strawberry?
Yes, it was a strawberry milkshake IPA from Blue Jacket. It was very polarizing in that it tastes like all of the elements that they described from the beer,
mm-hmm.
And they didn't do it in a very harmonious way, so that I think that's what made us all kind of recoil and not really enjoy it for what it was. But according to Phil, he said this one.
Phil, you get that? You get that nose? That's crazy.
Like he had it at a Bourbon County release bottle share, and he said it was very good at that point. So he's
can I
very
see the can.
Can art's pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, look at the clarity. It looks.
It's opaque.
It looks like Potomac River water.
Oh, we need to talk about that at some point. Oh,
Phil sent us Malort, and now he sent us a beer that looks like cloudy, disgusting river water.
No, he sent the Malort, and he told me to keep it away from the kids. That's all he said, and I think he knew who he was talking to.
I'm a kid.
Damn right. Should have kept it away from me. All right,
so here is the old school Hawaii Vibes milkshake IPA from Hop Butcher.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers,
boys. Cheers. Clang and clang. Clang and clang. Clang
clang clang. Clang clang
clang. Clang clang clang.
Ooh-wee.
It smells like a milkshake.
Holy hell. Ooh.
I don't like it.
Okay, but Liam doesn't quite understand the broadcast medium. It's fine.
I don't like it.
All right. Tell us how you really feel.
I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Our beer tenders.
You know what's weird? I actually like the flavor on the front, but I don't know if it's an issue with the transport or any skunking that may have taken place. It did not finish very well. It could very well be the fact that we didn't clean out the glasses before we poured, but there was something of a bitter after note when I put it down. Again, very good on the front. It had all the like the pineapple, coconut, vanilla flavors that were described in the can. But it finished very bitter.
That's what she said.
Yes. She was not happy. But yeah, I think the jury's still out on milkshake IPAs for me.
I think it finished bitter just because it's just too much. It's a lot going on.
Well, yeah, you know, that could be the case because you read the can, it's a double IPA.
Yeah.
So it still has those notes from the hops.
Yep.
The hops.
Citrus, so.
Then you have coconut, then you have all the other stuff.
Milkshake, double. So like, yeah. Coconut.
So it's like overwhelming the tongue.
Yeah. And pineapple.
It's
a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So you're getting like.
Is that Impossible Burger I taste? Man. No, yeah, it's a lot to take in. I understand.
But I appreciate the beer, though. I mean, they went for it. So thanks, Phil.
So Liam, not a fan. John, middling.
Yeah, I think besides the finish, I think all the flavor that's in the front, it's actually really good. It's really good. It's smooth. This is better than that. What do we have the pina shitheads? This I would have preferred drinking. Remember that drink?
Or it was like a pina colada.
Yeah, this is. I could have drank this all night over that one.
Well, yeah, because it's beer.
Yeah. So I hate sugary drinks.
It's a horrible argument you're making.
Like, you know, like when we first started getting into like drinking and we drink all that Maduri crap
water than
and
gasoline.
All that Hawaiian, Hawaiian the and all that. And like now stuff. When you go back and have one of those, you're like, oh, what the hell, man? Yeah, it's like a sweet sugary drink. But like this kind of has elements of it that like I'm not a big fan of sweet beers, but it's good. Yeah. I think there's something about it that maybe it's that finish that makes you feel like, okay, it's not as sweet, but
it tries to give it some balance.
They had to up the sugar to balance it because of all the double IPA and then the coconut and what is it else?
Go over.
Citra hops.
Citra hops. There are citra hops.
Citra and strata hops.
I don't know what strata hops are, but
there's the hell out of pineapple, it. Coconut, vanilla.
That's a lot.
So yeah, you put a little sugar in it to make it come out.
Yeah.
I think it led to some imbalance. Jack is conspicuously silent.
I gave it a 3.5.
All right.
I didn't like the pineapple. I think if it was just like all the
everything else.
Yeah, everything else but pineapple, it would have tasted great.
You prefer a coconut vanilla beer?
Yeah,
hoppy vanilla beer.
Yes,
with no pineapple.
With no pineapple. I don't think the pineapple was needed. It's a lot. To take in. I mean, I really wanted more of the milkshake flavor. I love milkshakes.
They bring the boys to the yard.
Yeah, and I'm told. So yeah. So
yeah.
Yes. So 3.5.
I give it a 3.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Didn't love it.
2.79.
Okay. Is that the composite score? Nope. Okay, back Liam. He is the Russian judge. Okay. So we'll pivot off of that. I'm guessing not a favorite from the bunch, but we'll see if the other offering from the Hop Butchers garners a more favorable rating. This is the Tavern Cut. Oh, we have to smell our arms now?
I have to.
The Popeyes taste real good as a chaser.
That's good. It's good to know.
More of that?
Should I have some of this?
You want some?
Impossible.
You can finish mine.
I got another bite.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, so this is the Tavern Cut. It is, I don't want to go through Phil's email, which took me a long time to read because he writes very well. Another Citra and Vic Secret Hopped. Double IPA, so I guess they dabble heavy in the double IPA game. You know what? For whatever reason, Chicago craft beer breweries have incredible can art. Like, there's one that I saw coming out of this box that will blow your freaking mind.
Gadoosh.
So this is the Tavern Cut, another double IPA from Hop Butcher.
Is this, I guess, one of his new favorite breweries?
I guess, man. He hard hair.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So here's that. Sorry. You take the can.
No,
yeah.
You pour yourself.
I know. I'm like, what?
You do it yourself.
You're an adult.
Get your own work.
Just pour your beer yourself.
Ooh, the aroma on this is something. Well, maybe that might just be the residual smell from the old Hawaii, old school Hawaii vibes, but.
Ooh.
That is a cool can art. Yeah. Digging it.
Solid. There's some good breweries around here that have good can art too. I think Centers of the Universe.
There you go.
They do the one with the Jesus, which we tried.
Yeah, Solace has good stuff.
Yeah, very good. All right. So
interesting though about Solace. So I know the owner, and then
okay, buddy.
Their can art is really good. So I hit them up. I'm like, but they bite off like a pop culture. So they'll copy.
I created whatever, a Funko right? Pop label. They'll copy for my
like
cans.
They'll be like the Big Lebowski, and they'll be like, this is like something else. Like,
Jesus, yeah.
And
yeah.
they'll do their art after it. I'm like, won't they come after you?
Yeah.
They're like, we're such a kind of like small.
Oh, they fly under the radar. It's a parody kind of situation.
Yeah, so, you know what?
I think that was the Mexican hot chocolate.
These breweries can just fly off and do whatever they want because they don't have to worry about anything. You can just copy whatever.
Yeah, under copyright law, it falls under parody. So, I mean, it's an homage, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the Mexican hot chocolate. Is that how you get away with
stuff? You just got to make everything a parody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Giving me ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to stop trying to violate copyright law.
We're giving the listeners ideas. Oh. Make whatever t-shirt you want. Who cares? Just sell it.
Say it's copyright. Okay, drink the damn beers.
All right.
Ice drank it first. He has to talk now.
Hold up. I forgot about it.
You forgot about the beer that's still in your mouth. Jesus. Swallow. Mm.
I don't know. It's actually, I guess I would prefer this over the last beer that we had. What I like about this, it has all the sweet notes up front, but it's not as sweet. It's I guess, I don't know.
I think the hops are more pronounced in this one, and it kind of mellows out towards like the middle and the aftertaste. So it's not that abrupt finish you got from the last one, where it went from sweet, 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 dead sour.
Yeah, that other one just tastes like all that sugary cocktail stuff, and then with a beer finish, this tastes like a beer, you know, with that's a little sweeter.
But it tastes kind of similar to the other.
It's very similar.
The mouth
feel. Subdued version of it into beer form, right?
It's very similar.
The mouth feel is very much the same.
Props to Phil. Phil knows what he's doing. Mm. He did that on purpose.
Did he tell you to drink it in this order too?
The reason why he said to drink these two up front was the fact that they probably would not keep very long. He took great care to ensure that these two got out, or actually all the beers got out within like a 24-hour period. These got canned within 24 hours of shipment. So
even the nose is kind of similar, minus the whole milkshake thing. Like the milk sugars, but
that's what I'm saying. I was actually concerned.
You can smell pineapple.
I thought it was like the residual.
It's not.
From the old
one. Very
old
beers.
They're similar, like, but it's different. Yeah.
But this is like the beer version of that, experiment, right?
If that last one wasn't beer, yes, I understand.
But that's the beauty of beer. Like, you can have a huge variety of versions. So you can have that milkshake, coconut, vanilla, and someone will love it. They'll drink it. Then you could have this kind of version, which is like a kind of a more beer version of it. So more people like us who drink a lot of beer will
drink it, right? Yeah.
So do you love it?
This?
Yeah.
I could drink maybe two.
Okay.
So
we should check the ABV on this guy, actually. Where's the can?
Oh.
There's the can.
There it is. Let's see. Where are you?
Liam has thrown it back, as you can see on the YouTube.
7.5%.
It's the same.
It's the same ABV.
Yeah.
Man, they must have been like just like siphoning off from the same
from the
vat
same,
and just adding berries or some shit.
Two would be perfect.
This is crazy. Yeah, it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't have that same mouth like milk feel.
I thought it did have the same mouth.
You think
feel.
So?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. No. To me, it didn't. I don't know. I mean, everybody's different, but that's just how I felt. But I would say it's the same.
Same
rating. 3.5 for me. Maybe three's closer to the four. Because I like beers, and this, like Liam says, is more.
Say word?
Yeah, say word.
You like beer?
I like it more than a lot of other things.
Wouldn't have guessed that from you on Twitter. Hashtag Jack on Untapped.
He checks into every beer.
Sweet Christ.
Have you checked into these?
I posted it on our Bad Slant story, yes.
He's the president of these now?
I am the president. No, I'm the mayor.
Mayor.
The mayor. I've checked into these beers. I'm the mayor.
The only mayor east of Chicago.
Meast of Chicago.
There we go. Too many 7.5% beers. Yeah. I like this one better than the last one as
That's
well.
Good.
So I think I had a 3 for the last one.
Correct.
3.5.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And tastes good with a taco.
Taco chaser.
Do you take a bite?
I'm doing food pairing, boys.
Taco chaser.
Smart man. Smart man.
Nice idea.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can remember the next one he recommended that we have in the progression.
There's a progression?
It wasn't really a progression.
There's a progression.
I think there were certain, again, certain beers that he felt needed to be drunk before before long. Otherwise, like the fruit-forward beers would end up skunking and going bad very quickly. So I'll sift through and see if I can find something that makes the most logical sense. So you boys pad right. For a second here.
So while he's getting the beers, you guys hear the news of the Boogie?
Boogie!
Oh, man.
Poor Boogie.
I mean, you knew he was trouble when he got signed. It's like the guy's always injured, man. Like I didn't think he was going to be a good sign.
Do you think he keeps getting injured because he's overweight?
maybe.
Maybe he's too big for his joints.
Joints.
I mean, the dude he's pretty huge.
Do you see the video? They actually ended up releasing the video. TMZ had the video somehow, but there was no contact. The guy was running down the court, playing, and all of a sudden he was driving to the rim, and then he just fell.
That sucks.
I bet you,
dude,
his Achilles isn't completely healed.
No, yeah.
So that's why he's compensating. So he had the quad tear. Now he has the ACL. It's like Durant. When Durant had that injured, he was compensating. So that's when he ruptured the Achilles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he never recovered from the first one.
He did play the last, I guess, what is it, through the playoffs, towards the end
of
the playoffs?
Games.
Yeah.
But here and there.
You keep compensating.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Rips, right? He doesn't rip, like, immediately.
He played because he had to play. They were just, you know, they were desperate to win, so that they're like, you know, otherwise,
just like KD,
if
right?
they had the full squad, they probably wouldn't have played him that much.
That's true. Yeah, just like KD, he was desperate to win.
So I think Jack and I, we were discussing this earlier. He might retire after this.
He should.
Because, I mean, at this point, you've been injured so many times. There's no point.
So when he had the quad injury, he actually contemplated that.
Yeah.
Because he's just tired of recovering.
It's very mentally draining because you're not, because that's all you're doing is just rehabbing. I mean, you're not even playing.
Yeah.
You can't even run. You're just like doing physical therapy. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. Hopefully he's squirreled some money away. Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say this. He misses the whole season and the Lakers win the championship. Oh my gosh.
God.
But is he technically part of the roster still, so he'll still get a ring?
He'll get a ring, but
that's all he wants?
I guess so, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, he is ring chasing, right?
Yeah.
So, he's 29, so when he gets back, he'll be 30. Like,
Did he ever get that big contract, though?
No.
I don't think he ever got that big contract. I know.
And that's the thing he really wanted, too.
Yeah, he kind of got screwed with that department, right?
Yeah.
You got to feel for the guy.
I think with the Lakers, I think he was on a 1 year contract?
Yeah, just another 1 year.
$3.5 million, that's
it. Yeah, this year was 3.5.
Not like
you're
that's
right.
it, but I'm saying like
3.5,
the guy has never had a max contract.
Yeah, I feel for him, man, because it's like he had potential, and you know, like his career was going to take off if he stayed healthy. But I mean,
but you remember when all the Wizards wanted him?
Thank
goodness we did it.
Thank your God.
He'd be hanging out with John Wall, hanging out at Johnny Rockets in Chinatown.
Come on, I don't know.
He did get kind of a big contract at the end in his time in Sacramento. So he was getting paid 14.7,
15.8. Come on, man. Ken Bazemore is getting paid more than that, right?
I know, 16. Well, he got 16 million in the 2016 season when he got traded to the Pelicans.
Yeah. God damn, I hate Ken Bazemore.
Mahimi's getting paid more than that.
Mahimi. Yeah.
And then the 20,
maybe double. I don't know.
I mean, he did get a big contract extension, but they shipped his ass out. Like, that's when Sacramento didn't know what the hell they were doing. So, now he's on. You know, last year he made $5.3 million, and then this year it was $3.5 million.
Boogie Cousins, I know you're listening. Get a good financial advisor.
Let me financial plan for you.
Let your money ride, baby.
That's
take
insane.
Your money out now.
Yeah, he was on a rookie deal.
Yeah, I saw they're like, okay, with him basically out for the season, who are they going to bring in to play that role or fill that void now?
What are you talking about? They have the best center ever.
JaVale McGee? He's won a ring.
The answer,
so you can't say anything about that, right?
You can't dog on him.
No,
man.
You can't dog on him.
Yeah, he's going to have big minutes now.
I remember I was rooting for him so hard in that slam dunk contest.
What a bag of turtle he was. That's what a mistake. Good Christ.
That double.
He did a double dunk on like 18-foot rims. It's like a condor.
It was great. He had long arms.
Who won that year?
I don't remember.
Not him.
Not him.
Was it Blake that year?
I think
over jumping off of just like the front of the car.
Yeah,
he jumped over a hatchback, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" He jumped over a Civic Si 94. Oh god!
At first, I thought he was going to jump over the long way.
Yeah,
and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, he pulled up. They pulled the car. I was like, "What? No way!"
Hey, that Civic hatchback had a B20 long block.
I'm sure. Yes, except he jumped over it sideways, so it was a sideways block. All right. So I have to present the can art for you boys to peruse here. This would be the one that I want to try to drink first, but I'll let you guys look at the can art and decide.
All right.
Wait a second.
It's called Gay Agenda.
Show the camera.
I think it means I think it means happy agenda.
Yes, I mean gay also means happy. It's 7.5%. Double dry hopped double India IPA with.
So it's another IPA.
Yo,
dude,
what's
so many
up?
IPAs.
Yeah, what's up with all the IPAs?
So the can art was the only reason why I gravitated to that. But the other
Jack stops staring at it.
I'm staring. No,
can pass.
No, it's mine.
He's mesmerized.
Mine.
Look at him. He's mesmerized by it.
The other one I wanted to throw into the fray was actually a saison from Illuminated Brewworks. It's not a double IPA, so that's the only reason why I wanted to throw it in. And it sounds incredible.
It's called the Watermelon Gun.
Oh, so Phil's description of that in his email was that he loves the Hell or High Water from 21st Amendment.
Oh, then you got to pass this over to Ice.
Oh, dude, come on, man. You guys you failed to mention there's like a dude.
No, we figured.
No. We put it on the stream. Don't worry.
Oh, we figured showing the can would actually convey that point very well.
And then there's this dude, and he's holding two dogs on a leash that's shooting lasers out of their eyes. Come on, man. How cool is that art?
That's pretty dope.
If the beer doesn't have glitter in it, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, but it's brewed with peaches. That's
better
why.
Have glitter.
For whatever reason, peaches is associated with a gay agenda.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, so the other beer is from Illuminated Brew Works. It is a farmhouse saison. It's a farmhouse ale, but it's like a saison. But Phil's description of this was that it may be better than his favorite summer beer, which is the 21st Amendment Hell or High Water.
Ooh,
watermelon beer.
That's a good beer.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That is a very good
beer. I love that beer.
Mm-hmm. So,
I love this man. The cans on this. Woo.
Oh, cans are great.
Damn.
I think just on the fact that it's different from everything we drank so far, that
gorgeous.
Might be the one we need to drink.
Yeah, it looks
that's
great.
That's my vote.
Yeah.
So you know what I love? What I appreciate, man?
Guys,
a lot of these breweries are getting a bunch of talented designers on doing all their can arts now.
He never noticed.
I remember just like a couple years back, you walk down the aisle of like the craft beer section.
Bland.
You know, it was okay, but now it's everything jumps out at you.
So
now. They're investing in their designers.
So you guys know Aslan.
Yeah,
they actually have 5 graphic designers on their team.
Damn, seriously?
Yeah, and they're doing like internships for like graphic designers to come on.
Dude, they're blowing up. They got their new spot. Very,
what Montre brought up with the shelves.
Yeah.
So, Mustang has kind of like more dull labeling.
Yeah.
Our things actually got pulled from Total Wine because of that.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Because
so now,
it didn't pop?
So now we're going canning and we're going to step it up.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Yeah. So it's forcing everyone to do it.
So who's your designer? Huh?
Huh? We know a guy.
Ice.
We know a guy.
Thai iced tea ice.
So, sorry, you want to try the watermelon gun?
I'm going to vote the watermelon gun.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the can art for all the Mustang Sally cans are going to be like a Snapchat frame of Liam's dick. Like,
I would love Ice to design the cans and for me to shoot the cans. It would be amazing.
Oh, God.
Can we partner with you guys and do it like a Bad Slant beer?
Yeah.
7 people will buy it.
I know.
That would be sick.
That would be crazy.
Sick move, bro.
It would have to be durian beer.
No.
I didn't mind that.
No. Oh, the nose made my nose hair fall out.
I think I was the only one that was enjoying the durian beer.
It's a chemo IPA.
What was it? Durian sour or whatever it was?
Dude, that'd be good. It could be good. Durian tastes good. It just smells weird.
Damn, you're Asian.
Everyone? Yep.
Hey. I am Asian and I'm proud of it. Wow, you guys literally poured the whole can. You're probably very excited over this beer.
Pretty drunk. All right. So, the Illumination.
Ooh, the nose is gross.
It is gross.
What? Smells like butt.
What is that?
Is it because of all the other crap we poured in our glass?
No, we'll jump,
I did actually rinse your glass. Oh.
Yeah, he rinsed it out. So,
this so it is does fresh. Smell like crap.
Yeah, this
is a farmhouse. That's why. So is
What does that mean when they say farmhouse?
So it has like a
saison kind of flavor.
Wild
profile.
Yeast has wild yeast in it. So like the way you make wild yeast is you lay a bunch of sugar out in the air, and then bacteria will come attack it. They want
got
sugars.
It,
and then you'll separate out the yeast that will make good beer. And
okay.
The bad ones that you throw away, yeah. And then you make this, and it smells like that.
Education.
It's actually not very fruit forward, from what I can gather. I don't know if it's a byproduct of it being transported in heat.
I'm sorry, brother. Like,
it tastes like a table house wine.
For you to make the claim, Phil, that this is better than 21st Amendment, hella high water. Come on.
Oh, he's gonna hate this.
I think the I have to give my boy the benefit of the doubt.
I think the transport
of the of the beverage.
No, it might be dated. Check the date.
Let's check the date.
Born on date.
The bottom.
Check no, I mean maybe it's just this batch. Maybe I have to.
It might be dated. It tastes dated.
There's nothing. There's no.
I'll have to pull up the email to see what explicit parameters.
I really don't get any tastes of watermelon. To be
I got
honest.
Nothing.
Yeah, when beer tastes flat like this, usually it's because it's dated.
Mm. Yeah, that's
so
not.
It could be a dated can.
Yeah, it's not good.
Wow. I'll still drink it though.
Sorry, bud.
If it's got alcohol, I'll drink it.
Thank you.
I didn't see that coming. Oh man.
Yeah, you did. No joke. No, it's there's no.
I was
there's
excited.
No, there's no date on it. Sorry, but yeah.
Is that Belinda Carlisle on the can? Who is that?
I have no.
Is she walking like an Egyptian?
It tastes real good with the Popeye sandwich.
Of course it does.
Phil, I'm sorry, your favorite watermelon beer just died 1,000 deaths.
It's watermelon?
It's that's what it's called. It's called watermelon gun.
Are we also doing the gay beer, or is this the last one?
I think we have to do the gay
hey,
beer.
I'm for the gays, okay? Let's drink that beer.
Yeah, come on. Okay.
I think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, I love everybody.
This is going to tie a bow on.
Should too.
Exactly. Liam's right.
But it better be glitter in it. I'll be pissed.
Dude, you got to lower your expectations. Good Christ. Okay.
Douche.
So last one is going to be the Gay Agenda from the same company, from Illuminated Beer Works.
Oh, I'm worried.
It is a double dry hopped peach IPA. There's so much going on just in the description of the beer that it's kind of daunting. But I got my hopes set pretty high on this one.
You said that the last time.
Well, I only set my hopes that high
big.
Because
yeah,
it was different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you said it
this
pretty
can
high.
Is really gay, so I'm thinking it's got to be good. You know what Phil said? He actually they made this beer during Pride Week or released it during Pride Week.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so he was either rip shit or just really excited
shit.
by the can art. He actually carried this thing into a bar. And he got so many dirty looks and
seriously? For this?
At a gay bar, no less. And but the fact that it was Pride Week, they probably just let it slide. I will
who's this bear walking in there with a gay agenda?
Where's his beard? Tell me.
Hey.
He can't hide it.
I don't think he got angry looks. He just got looked at.
Got up and or down.
Phil's a handsome dude.
He's a handsome man. He likes to share his beers. God bless him. We're going to have to finish the kind offerings he provided to us next week, I think. There's still two more, but it's fine. I'm sorry. One, two, three more, but we'll save that for next week. I think.
Next week.
Yeah. We're filled with veggie burgers and spicy chicken sandwiches.
The Hulkster will be back next week.
Guess you got to come back and help us.
Yeah, man.
If I'm invited.
I don't remember anybody inviting him.
But Jack said no.
I greenlit this invitation. Two
you
weeks
did.
In a row, you're
wow.
kind of...
If he takes another shot of Malloy...
Hey, be happy.
I'll take a shot of another Malloy through the other hole. Let's go.
These two motherfuckers, it was their idea to have you here tonight.
What?
I was trying to skip you this week.
That's true. It was him.
The Wynn brothers invited me?
Hey, look. Yep. I suggested it, but I was drunk. Jack said okay, and he was sober, so... Let that
think
be.
About like that. Think about like
John
that.
John didn't invite me to his birthday. So.
There we go.
That hurt.
Wait, was it my birthday?
When?
Birthday.
Birthday. Okay,
birthday.
Drink the beers. Last one, boys.
Cheers.
Good times. I can't believe an hour just flew by.
Thanks, Liam.
It's been an hour?
Any more burgers left?
Yeah, it's plenty.
Ooh. A lot of fruit.
All right. All right.
This is good.
Is that Keenan Reynolds? What?
Sorry. Does this say something about me that the Gay Agenda is my favorite beer of the night?
Tastes like tangerine beer.
He is in favor of the Gay Agenda.
Right? But I think compared to what we just had, that's why we're like, this is better.
Dude, you said peach, but it tastes like tangerine to me.
It's very citrusy.
It's like an alcoholic orangina.
That's right up your alley, man.
That's a winner. I would actually think it's an unripened peach, if anything.
More citrusy.
If it's a ripe fruit, it's very, like, almost cloyingly sweet. But, like, this one is, it tastes like a peachy is ripped right off the vine. And a lot of bright notes, almost tart.
Yeah, very good.
Very smooth.
We got a winner, kids.
Yeah, I think that's the winner so far.
The Gay Agenda will carry the day.
Oh, yes! Man. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You deliver, yes. Phil. You yes. deliver, baby. Yes.
Finish yes. strong, Phil. Finish
and it tastes
strong.
Good
strong,
with the strong Whopper. Finish. You put some meat in your mouth, it tastes real good.
That's really not where I wanted to finish. God damn it.
That the real meat or the fake meat?
He's really not invited
real
back.
Real meat.
He's really not invited back next week. I'm declaring it here and now.
I'll see you next week.
We didn't even give his shirt any love, man. Look at that shirt, man.
Yo, that shirt is... I didn't even notice
Bob Ross.
He was sitting here for an hour.
I actually commented when he walked through the door and said, that's a great shirt. I'm so sorry. We're not going to have a camera for your shirt today. But lo and behold, we made it happen. Ice made it happen. And made sure our seven listeners or viewers see Bob Ross in all his glory.
Millions
of
people looking at my shit.
Hot damn.
Did you guys watch Euphoria?
You can buy it off my website.
No, I haven't. I heard. We saw.
That's a really weird goddamn
such
transition.
A
from
such
Bob
a segue.
Ross to Euphoria. I guess.
I just finished Euphoria last night, but there was one of the episodes.
He finished euphorically.
It was a Halloween episode. One of the chicks dressed up as Bob Ross. It's timely.
I remember now. That's actually Judd Apatow's daughter.
Oh, is that why at the end credits it's always
Maude
one
Apatow.
Person that said Apatow?
Exactly. That's Maude Apatow. Hmm. Yes. She's the one who doesn't have any lines.
Lexi.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. I'm glad it resonated with you somehow, some way. Sorry. Jack's going to rap. All right. Liam, thank you for coming and drinking all the beers and eating all the food.
Thanks for having me. I love you guys.
You're not coming back next week, but
all
it's
right.
fine.
I'll see you next week.
Are we doing a hard stop?
Dude, it's been an hour, bro.
You do know that UFC 241 is not going to be relevant.
I don't give a shit. Do I care that Nate Diaz smoked a spliff in front of the presser? No. Do I care that Conor McGregor's a psychopath who's never going to fight again and he slapped an old guy in the back of the head?
He punched him right in the face.
In the face. What a dickhead. I don't care. The Stipe Cormier fight happened like years too late. I don't care. Do you care?
Jesus
Liam?
Christ, man! Way to upsell the goddamn pay per view. I'm so stoked for
do
it.
Do you care?
I thought this was gonna be a good.
Liam, do you care?
This is one of the better cards of the year.
I guess
it's like a cold
main event. We can talk about the results next week.
We could talk about the results. How about that?
I guess we could do that.
I'll come back with the results. Guys.
I think
yes,
Cormier wins. There you go. My hot take.
Nope.
Whoa. Hot takes.
Cormier and Pettis.
Can you both have hot takes at the same time?
Yeah, Pettis, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm sure his career has taken off since he kicked Benson in the face.
And where's Benson at?
Bellator, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey.
He kicked him all the way to Bellator.
Bellator is the best.
He's a legend.
Shit.
They should give him bangs. Okay. We'll find
bangs?
Like Korean bangs. Yes. All of it. All right, we'll do the recap next week.
Reaction show next week with the Hulkster.
I was hoping to talk a little bit about SummerSlam with you, too.
We could have talked SummerSlam like the last 3 weeks, but no, everything has been bumped. We still haven't talked about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Who cares anymore? There's no structure. It doesn't matter.
I'll say this. The Fiend, I'm sold, man. I love The Fiend.
Woo!
That's my new top scene.
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
You guys gotta watch it.
We gotta catch up.
If there's anything you watch from SummerSlam,
let him in.
Watch The Fiend. That was so great.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll
be a tale for next week. Until then, we say thank you again to Mr. Liam Lee.
See you guys.
Bleep his last name.
Jack already said it, or John said it like a couple episodes ago.
It's fair.
Go find the episode. You'll know my whole name.
All good. Thank you, Burger King. Thank you, Popeyes.
Oh, thank you, Popeyes. I love you, Popeyes.
And thank you, Phil. We will finish your beers next week. We're blackout drunk now, but it's made for a much more interesting show. We will see you all next week with USC recap and SummerSlam post show. I don't know. We're gonna fill some time next week, so we'll see you then.
Peace.
Peace.
Later.